Hi, you're listening to Becky Bliss. My reports are based on the sidereal system of astrology, so this isn't to be confused with the tropical Western method of calculation. So if you are listening to this and are a bit confused because the placements are different to what you're used to, this is because this is the sidereal system. So this uses the galactic center rather than the sun at the center. This system is fixed to the stars and is in alignment with modern astronomy. So usually I've been quite ahead of myself, planning probably about 2 weeks in advance for the next up and coming full or new moon. So things have been quite busy, they've been quite full on. I'm sure it's been the case for quite a lot of people. And so I'm a little bit behind. And last night, it was Friday night, and I suddenly thought, oh gosh, I've not even started. So at the bottom of our garden, we have a barn. It's a small barn that's been made into an office and a yoga room and kind of a garage. Got a couple of goats down there, and it backs onto some farmers' fields, and it's overlooking an ancient duck decoy. Anyway, we quite often get different wildlife visiting us, so we are close to a city, close to Liverpool, but we do get quite a lot of visitors. Anyway, we have a very special visitor and just that keeps coming back, and he perches just near the door of my yoga room, and it's a little owl. And I looked it up, and I believe it is technically a little owl, quite literally it's called a little owl. And I was hoping for some inspiration as to what I was gonna talk about. And it so turns out that this month, the moon will be in an asterism that is associated with the owl. So this is sidereal astrology. It shares the same roots as yoga and Ayurveda. I may well do a separate recording all about the nakshatras. These are the lunar mansions that the moon travels through throughout the month. She spends 24 hours in each. And this month's nakshatra's bird is an owl. And this felt a little bit like a sign. I feel very honored to have this visitor, and I have looked up the meaning of the owl, and it feels quite relevant. So this November full moon is enthroned in an exalted position and in her favourite seat in sidereal Taurus. So she's sitting pretty, she is wearing her crown. This is a moon of magic, intelligence, wisdom. And just like the owl, she's bringing prosperity, good luck, and a mystical vibe. This full November moon is sometimes referred to in the West as the dark moon, the fog moon, the storm moon, or the beaver moon. It's a time for change, and this moon brings an energy of strength and strategy to move through a switch over. This moon is a kind of carrier. We're experiencing collective and personal shifts in consciousness. Significant transformations are happening in the world inside of us and the world around us. Harnessing an inner wisdom. This moon has an energy that is wild and ancient. She's off the earth, yet she soars so high. Moon of mystery and insight and freedom. the moon will be at her fullest at 09:16 GMT on a Monday, on Moon Day, the 27th of November. Obviously, if you're in a different location, the times will vary. So in the UK, she will appear full on both the 26th and the 27th. You want to charge your crystals, you can charge them on both nights, and you might catch a glimpse of the moon as you're getting ready in the morning or leaving for work before she sets. So she'll set just after 8 on the morning of the 27th of November. This moon is loving and practical, patient, benevolent, with an earthy beauty. This full moon is a beacon lighting up the way. She is opening up a channel of transmission and communication with divine realms in a magical embrace with a group of stars that make up the head of the bull in the Taurus constellation. This asterism comprises of the bright star Aldebaran, sometimes thought of as the eye of the bull. This placement hits the spot. In Sanskrit, this group of stars is known as Rohini Nakshatra. The location of these stars span 10 degrees through to 23 degrees and 20 arc minutes of sidereal Taurus, or 4 degrees and 7 arc minutes through to 17 degrees, 27 arc minutes of the sign of tropical Gemini. This is a highly favourable full moon. Rich, sensual, sweet, earthy, extravagant. It's time to indulge and relax and spoil yourself just for a while. This full moon's nakshatra, Rohini, is ruled by the moon. Rohini being the most favoured nakshatra of the deity, the moon god Chandra. The energies of this full moon offer an outpouring of love and nourishment. This is an invitation to water yourself with whatever it is you need and give yourself some space to grow and to blossom. Cast spells of creation. Weave your wishes of progress. This moon is seeking freedom. The Shakti, the power of this moon's nakshatra, is growth. This full moon is a moon of advancement and evolution. Silent flight of the owl, guiding us onwards, reminding us of our own inner strength, our resilience and steadfastness. This moon helps us to see in the dark, lighting up the way, even in the bleakest, stormiest of moments. The owl. Owl at the moon. Logical, curious, creative, and a problem solver. Dignified, nocturnal of the night. The owl is transporting us, guiding us into the unknown, into new life phases. Enthroned in sidereal Taurus this November moon in Pada 1, this is the first portion of Rohini Nakshatra. So each of the nakshatras are further divided into four. This is a portion that happens to be ruled by the planet Mars. And the key word here is passion. So Mars, at the time of this full moon, is mutually aspecting the moon alongside the sun in sidereal Scorpio, indicating spontaneity and an energetic and propelling determination that arises from the deep. There is a real drive for change, and this full moon is reflecting that. Mars is in his fullest, highest expression. This is good for making fast decisions, good for really getting to the nitty-gritty, to the bottom of things, and detective work. This full moon gifts the inner strength to keep going, no matter how tricky the territory. A phoenix is arising from the ashes. Difficulties encountered are the very activation towards a more expansive outlook and a divine understanding. Finding and celebrating and honouring whatever it is that makes us tip. This moon is guiding us all to be free, to follow whatever it is that inspires us. Releasing ourselves from restraints, from whatever is holding us back, to follow our passions regardless, uninfluenced by what anyone else thinks. The owl also signifies spiritual awareness and drives us closer and closer to what we are truly hunting for. Whatever turbulence we have been encountering, this full moon offers an intermission. She is the breathing space. Her energies are grounded, expansive, and progressive. She is supportive. Now is the time to get imaginative. This moon is reminding us all to practice respect for each other, but also for ourselves, and to count a few blessings. There is always something to be grateful for. This moon's placement in Rohini is perfect for beginnings, self-improvement, self-care, and personal and spiritual development. Being in nature, travel and trade, romance, enjoyment, wearing and buying beautiful clothes and jewels, and dealing with financial matters. This moon is supportive of most things really, but especially acts that are made out of love and truth and passion. This is a comforting and loving, inspiring full moon. Soak up her radiance and revel in her glow. It's time to trust in an inner guidance that is deep within. This is a mature wisdom. This full moon may light up the truth of a situation. Keep looking forwards. It may be the end of a chapter, so allow some room for a new one to begin. Foster the right environment for growth by gifting yourself with whatever it is you need. Listen to your passions. Be unwavering and allow yourself some space. This full moon is asking us all to just hold still for a while. She is offering stability and safety to do just that. Inspiration and insight lingers in the silence. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy these recordings, remember to subscribe and support me with a thumbs up. Wishing you a magical and an expansive and an indulgent full November moon. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Namaste.